Okay, so hey guys, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Whenever you are hearing this podcast, just be good and remain good. And so I've chosen a very interesting topic for today's podcast, which I was facing a recent problem with also. And it is about girl attraction, that if you are really successful in life, then you can, then these things will come to you. You will not go toward these things. Then also, these things will come to you, but that's the beauty of your life. That's the test of your life. You have to pass it. And so I've chosen the topic to discuss about how can we really stay away from the girls and the distraction that we get from them. Because I'm completely understand to what kind of faces you face, what kind of problems you face when you are in such a situation. The situations just go without any control, without any intellect. You just keep going with the flow and everything bad just keep going, but just keep happening, and you still can't stop it or stop yourself. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be somewhat philosophic. Don't leave the podcast because many people think philosophic word as a very stereotypic word, but it's not about that. I'm just going to talk about the reality. Is it really of this importance that you are giving to it? So for this, I'm going to take an example of a girl. So sorry if you are a girl, you can also hear this, but you have to relate just it with your perspective and your point of view. So I'm taking an example of a girl. If you are a boy, if you are attracted by her, even if you have not tried the first thing, the first try came for her from her, but then you get attracted. Now this is not my story, don't think about that, but yeah, if things like this happen, then you, what you should do? So the best thing in this situation that you have to do is to find out that whether it is really important in life, in your life. Just think about it for a minute. Is she really deserves the importance and the time of my life that I can devote to my goal, that I can devote to my life, which I can devote to the, for gaining values in my life, for making myself more advanced, more productive, a better human being? Why should I give that time on to her? Why should I waste that time? Look, no one is going to remain with you. No one is going to come with you to the heaven. You are going there alone. Okay. So the kind of things that you talk about, that there is some feeling, there is something which is attracting me, that is simply nothing. That is simple one thing in the, which is human feelings, human hormones, which are made by the God for reproductive purposes. But in today's world, many people have so much complicated it that the youth who listens to such people just get so much messed up that what is this, how to get out of this. They think it as a very big thing, but it is not all that bad. Our terms like romance and such things have become very significant or very violent or very vital in these days. People have thought of it in various different language, in various different means, but the word romance is simply a thing which is making the mood for doing the respective purposes so that it can go on nicely. It is nothing else. Okay. People might confuse it with something like love. There is no love in my philosophy. You may kind of disagree with it. There is no love existing between a female and a male. Sorry to say, but yeah, this, I really feels like this. There is only an attraction, and we sometimes mess up this attraction in such a way that we don't feel like, we don't also get those vulgar thoughts about her, but still But still, that thought is somewhere situated in the mind, and it is having all the back control, which controls all the other thoughts. And you are completely getting messed up about with various different things of her. And in case of a boy, him. So the very simple solution for this is to just leave all this. If you are really getting distracted from your goal, if you are really having problems with your goal together with doing this, then simply leave it. Just don't carry this much burden for yourself, friend. You have not born on this earth for this much burden at this much point of time. Just think about that whenever you talk to him or her, do you feel happy after the conversation? Once also, I tell you from my experience, not at all once. There is some feeling of more enjoyment, getting talking more, and some dissatisfaction remains inside. This is because that thing can never satisfy you. Only your goals, only your values can satisfy you, my friend. If you run before these things for any kind of satisfaction, you are going to be completely messed up in life, and the people that you think have gone, why they are such rude, why they are such maddish type of people, they have just begun or just became all because of this. Because you cannot get satisfaction from all these vain things. Not at all. Okay. Just leave all these things. Try once. It will happen that you may break your will. You make your will for once. But then again do that. After 3 to 4 times, there will automatically be everything sorted between you and her. She might be blocking you. But that's not a problem. That's a good thing for you. Yeah, and for the thoughts that are coming in your mind after blocking her and doing all these things also, they are just for a few days. Just stay away from all this for a few days. Try focusing on the other aspects of your life. Whenever thoughts about her game, just think that this is a very vulgar thought. This thing can never give me anything in my life. This is just a rubbish kind of thing. I cannot get any benefit from this. And after thinking about all this, just think on the aspects of life which will make your life. Think about 5 years, 10 years from your now. When you will become successful, what you want to have at that time? Do you really want to have this shit, this feeling of shit inside you that you have wasted your whole life, this bloody feeling of shit which you cannot also sometimes just digest? And this is the reason why so much suicides are going to have, because people do some mistakes and they never try to conquer them. Have done some mistakes in life, then it is your responsibility to make them right also. Okay. So the very basic thing is that even if the thought comes, just keep this thing in mind that this is a very vulgar, stupid and rubbish thought. This is not going to give any thing in to me in my life. Just remove all these thoughts and just keep going with the flow of life. After just a few days, if you have really changed your values to what the things matter in your life, then this will automatically help you in getting out of all this stuff and making your life really successful and what you desire it to be like. And one tip that I give in every session of mine is meditation. Which you must, if you are facing really really more thoughts about her, then just do 20 If you do 10 minutes, then do 20 minutes of meditation. If you do 20, then do 30 minutes of meditation. Just increase the meditation time, and you will find the suitable peace of mind which you require. And this is the thing, nothing else is required. Just have a control on yourself, and you will just find everything easy. Thank you, and I believe and wish that you may follow all this and get out of this shit in my life, because I remember one thing, my friend, which is really true. This is the baddest test. This is the hardest test of life. Not the baddest. This is the best test of life, but the hardest test of life. You just passed it. You are successfully made on the path to get success. Really. But if you get complicated, then you are on the worst part of the life, which is the part to all the things, you know, what are going to happen. So now is the time. Choose the right thing, choose the right path, and leave all this. Thank you. And comments down on the for the next talk.